Hi, this is Scotty Moore, Fest Pop Music Festivals for Everyone, and I have the privilege, the honor to speak with the producer as well as French renowned DJ, Tom Books. Did I pronounce that your name right, Tom?
Perfectly, sir.
Okay, great. And where are you calling in from? What part of France?
I am really in the real south of France between Montpellier and Toulouse. And I'm having a glass of wine, if you want to know.
Nice. A bit, red wine, right?
Of course.
So you're going to definitely have to check out a music festival. It's in Northern California, in Napa Valley, called Bottle Rock. So they have all the top wineries and chefs come into the festival.
Okay, just wait a second. I'm going in the studio because the children there are making mess. And I don't hear you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Harold, roll the start over then, too.
Ah! Wait a second, please. Okay, I'm here. It's better for me because... You hear me?
Yep, I hear you great.
Perfectly.
All right, so we'll do a retake.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's just do a pause. Hey everyone, this is Scotty Moore with Fest Pop Music Festival for Everyone, and we have the honor, the privilege to speak with Tom Books, producer of the Family Picnic Festival, 7th edition in France. And Tom, how are you doing?
Hello.
How you doing good?
Yeah, sorry, I had a bad connection. Yes, I'm really well. I'm still drinking my glass of wine. Huh?
Yes. And where are you calling from, Tom? What part of France?
I'm calling from south of France, the real south of France, between Montpellier and Toulouse. It's really sunny, so it's cool.
Nice. So, you know, all our 12 million fans are music festival fans. So give us the once upon a time on the Family Picnic Festival. And it's a 7th edition. This year is going to be 7 years running, right?
Yes, it's the big story. The happiness started 7 years ago, and we're happy because it's turning and becoming a very interesting story, in fact.
Yeah, so give me the idea when you had the idea to launch this festival.
In fact, as I told you, I was DJ growing quite good in my business, in my life, my producer life, and then I had a very, very bad motorbike accident, and so I had to stop for 1 year everything regarding music electronic, and so when I get back to this world, I wanted to find an idea to join the race, and then I decided to do something which was really true. So the only point I have to do something which was me, and so I decided to make a festival like we like to say, like the old one, like you see, really cool, and people in bikini, like under the trees, and having a picnic and listening to music with the children, and that's what we suggested to release with my friends. So I'm happy with this.
That's great. No, what we try to do with Fest Pop is definitely recommend music festivals to that right audience. So your festival is definitely family friendly. Bring the kids, the family, picnic, all that good stuff.
Yes, that's the purpose. And our goal was to, you know, it's easy if you have the money to make a festival. You book the big headliner and the people will arrive, and that's it. But we made a very interesting and important way of work, working with a building with a lineup interesting, and everything has to be connected, and the music, the main music atmosphere is underground, which doesn't mean that it's not like hard music, or it's just underground and smoothie, which is which is really tasty. In fact, I don't know if it's the real word in English, but it's, it feels like it's tasty.
Gotcha. So with all the fans in the U.S., like what city do we land in to get to your festival? Do we land in Paris?
Oh, you can land in... depends where you come from, Los Angeles. So we can say that you can land in Paris or even Barcelona. And then Paris is the 1 hour flight from Montpellier, and Barcelona is 2 hours drive, 2 hours and a half drive to Barcelona. Barcelona to Montpellier is 2 hours and a half drive. And then and you can land in Marseille as well, or Toulouse. Marseille is 1 hour and 30 minutes drive, and Toulouse is 2 hours drive from Montpellier. So it's quite interesting because it's the most famous city, young city in the south of France, close to the sea, and we used to make many open air events because it's good weather and all. So you can arrive from everywhere in the world, and it's quite easy because even it's a small city, it's well connected.
That's great. And then are you curating the lineup yourself personally, like in terms of the lineup? Are you are you handpicking the producers, DJs?
No, I am. I have a friend now at the beginning. It's a 20 years friend, and the name is Ludovic, and we were working together hand by hand about the building, the lineup building. As I told you, we are really well connected on our purpose, which is giving a good hand to all the young guys and the young artists who are trying to make the whole France, we say, in the electronic music industry. And we try to get artists from other music style. It's not only techno or only tech house. It's we try to build a set with our the artists we book, so we can have deep house music, then tech house and progressive, and then a bit more techy, and then get back to smoothie here at the end of the lineup. I mean of the day of event. So we work together in this main purpose. It's not easy because it's a long talk we could have, but you know, underground music is not a word, the same word like it was like 10 years ago. Now underground artists are almost like famous artists, like pop artists. So it's difficult to figure out with them.
No, exactly. So let's go back in time when you were a teenager. What was your first music festival that you've experienced as a fan? Like when you were 14, 15, 16, or a little kid? What was that?
To be honest, when I was 14, and between 14 and 16, it was more like funk music and the beginning of house, you see? Because if you see, well, the funk music is the grandmother of the house music. If you listen to Le Fric C'est Chic, you have a moment where it's only instrumental, like growing, and you have the feeling that you are on the house music moment. If you listen to Barry White, the name of the track is Ecstasy, for example. And you are in a mood. Say, fucking hell! It's the whole house. It is house. You see. So that was my old music, I would say. And then I started to be in electronic music when I was in Spain. I've been in Spain, and I saw a DJ. I don't remember the name. It was a big guy. I don't know who he was. And when I saw him, the club was. I don't remember, but it's a very, very famous. It was a very famous club. It's the old house of Salvatore Dalí. So the club was weird, completely. It was in the beginning of Spain. The name was. I don't remember.
Barcelona or Madrid?
No, just before Barcelona. I don't remember the name. I will tell you later. But the house was crazy. It's many different level and lights and all. And when I came into this place, I was like, whoa, it is another world. And when I saw all these people like dancing and being in the same mood, all turn in front of the DJ and you know, with the arm in the air and shouting in the same feeling, I said, wow, that's what I want to do. That's when I decided to be a DJ and producer and all.
Yeah, so
the name is Raj Deng.
Oh, nice.
I remember. Name yes. of was Raj Deng.
Raj Deng, nice, yes. So tell me the first music festival that you performed at professionally. Do you remember that festival? The very first.
A big one or a small one?
Yeah. Give me big and small. Yeah, that's fine.
The biggest one was in the north of Spain and south of France at the frontier. And it was on the west coast and... The name was Electro Gaia, something like this. It was really between. It was like 6,000 people, and I was founded by the producer of the event, and he was like, he said, "Hey, you're young French. I'm gonna help you," and it was my first big festival, and that's why I'm still trying to help the young guys, because I'm 42 now, you know, I'm quite old. And so it's important for me to
standard do. For producers, you have your festival, you have your record label. You know, that's kind of like the standard. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like a Lee
this year
like,
we
like a Lee Burridge, you know, they're in their 40s, you know, like those, like, you know, all the BPM artists, you know, they're in their 40s. But it's interesting how you start when we're young. At least in America, the young kids start as bass heads. And then as you get older, like 30s, 40s, you get into deep house, techno house.
That is the proof that electronic music is not only a mode. It's a real culture. Which can get you for a generation, a complete generation, and then maybe another one. So it's interesting. I'm 42, and there are a few guys from United States who are the pioneers of this movement. You were talking about Lee Burridge, but there are guys like Josh Wing or other guys who are really masters for us. You see,
that's great. Also, too. So then, in terms of the different lineup, again, it's definitely it's interesting. The press release said the first legal techno festival. So were techno festivals illegal in France?
No, but the thing is, France is always difficult, because, to be honest, because. When we were listening to Claude François, the German guys were listening Kraftwerk, you see? So now we are really, really, really delayed by comparing to these guys or Switzerland or England or Dutch guys or even Spanish guys. We are really at the last car of the train. So every time it's difficult to understand to the administration that we are not like you see, we are not the devil. As I told you, it's a movement. It's a big place of culture. So it's difficult to let them understand that we're going to make a party with children, which has to be really, really secreted and all. So to make a family picnic, I have to work with the administration for the negotiation and all for 1 year. I have to work to talk with them during 1 year. And if you compare this to Montreal, for example, Montreal, you have Picnic Electronique or something like this. They make a family picnic every weekend during summertime. Picnic every weekend during all summertime. It's June, July, August, and September, if I don't make a mistake. But anyway, it's we are 1,000 kilometers behind, but we are trying, working, and like making them understand that, first of all, it's a big movement, a big part of culture, and it starts to be a point really interesting in economy. Because we are creating employment, there are people from abroad who are spending money in our city, in our country. So now it's changing.
That's great. So in terms of your tracks, because I've been all morning, I've been listening to your SoundCloud, and I'm already a big fan. So imagine you're playing at your family picnic and it's going to be the end of the world and you only have one track you got to play. What track is that?
I'm going to make people bad. Thanks for this question. Thank you.
Only one. You only got
when
one.
You will come to see me in France, when you will come to see me in France for the next family picnic, I will care of you. Don't worry. I will care of you. So, if I have to take one track, it can be Higher State of Consciousness from Josh Wink, maybe.
Great. Is that on
about electronic music?
Is that on your SoundCloud?
No, it's not on my SoundCloud.
All right. We're going to upload that for the fans because we're going to put your SoundCloud in this interview too. Okay. Now, same scenario, right? Okay. End of the world. You're playing at family picnic, but guess what? You get to bring someone on stage with you, collaborate. They could be, that artist could be living or dead. Who would that artist be that you want to bring up on stage to collaborate with?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
So the same situation, it's, end of the world, you're playing at family picnic, and you get to bring an artist to collaborate with you, and that artist could be living or dead. So this is a way of who do you respect? Like, who do you want to collaborate with? And again, it's the end of the world tonight. You only can bring the one artist up.
Fuck. I'm going to have a not friend tonight as well. Thank you. No, I think the my dude who is following me and teaching me for 25 years how to create music and to get a music spirit, I could say it's Joy Kitty Conti. It's an Italian guy, and he taught me how to create music, how to make composition and all. Joy Wait, Kitty Conti will be the
name one more time, slowly. The name
Joy Kitty Conti. Oh, many K. It's only K. KITIKONTI.
Great. That's it. Check that out.
I am. If you see, you will see me him playing with me on the lineup.
That's
we
great.
Are making back to back.
Oh, that's great. Now, in terms of something that you want to share with Festpop, like give us some type of exclusive, like maybe some projects you're working on or anything that you never shared with the media.
Well,
anything about yourself personally?
Yes. So
professionally.
I'm going to give you a very new information that we are creating our label now, and it's going to be like Family Picnic Music. It's going to be, I think the first release will be on 1st of July, and it's the first release in there are two tracks from Joy and High, and we are leaving the chance to all the young guys to sending the music, then if we are touched by their atmosphere, we'll be able to release them. So we don't care about if it's famous guys or whatever. It's we just want music with good feeling.
That's
emotion
great.
Or whatever. We have to be touched.
Yeah, congratulations. Good congratulations. That's great.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Tom, thank you. This is short but sweet, but hey, everyone, you're going to be able to get links to Tom's SoundCloud, links to the festival, and I'm definitely going to try to come out there and check it out to France, Tom. So it was a real pleasure, and wish you much success. I think you're already there, so I'm looking forward to see how Family Picnic grows and your new label.
Yeah, It could be great to have you with us this year, because there are many new things with the new label. Okay, but we are creating another day in the festival. We are creating a concert on Friday, because the event is on Sunday, 5th of August. On Friday, we are creating a free concert with from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. with only live artists. It's going to be Rodriguez Junior, Bukashed presenting his new album, and the Purple Disco Machine. And we are making this new part of Family Picnic. So you will have 2 days of music. When one will be free completely, and the other one will be like the main festival, you know. So it's you will have time to pass here for no problem.
All right,
and you are welcome.
I'm looking forward to it, Tom. Hey, thank you so much, man, and I'll hopefully see you in a few months.
Of course, my friend. See you soon.
Okay, thanks.